Okay, my friends. Are you ready to say Happy Valentine's Day?
What? Pikachu!
1, 2, 3. Happy Pikachu! Valentine's Day! From Mommy and Pikachu! I don't know why, but we are here today. And we are Pikachu! Just... Pika Pika! We are saying Happy Valentine's Day to all of our friends. And so today, in celebration of that, we are going to read a book called... Mr. Goat's Valentine by Eve Bunting, illustrated by Kevin. Illustrated by Kevin Zimmer, and read by Mommy and her Pikachu. Are you ready?
Pikachu.
I thought so. Here we go, my friends. Brace yourself for story time. Something tells me this one might be funny. Here we go. Mr. Goat read the headline in the Goat Times. And it says, Goat Times, February 14. It's Valentine's Day. Oh, he dropped his newspaper, jumped up, got his wallet and his cell phone, and put on his bird's nest hat.
I'm off to show my first love how much she means to me,
he told his cat, Beatrice.
Meow,
Beatrice said, and yawned. Beatrice does not look impressed. On the way, Mr. Goat passed Miss Nanny Goat's weed stall.
I'll have a mixed bouquet,
Mr. Goat said.
Crabgrass, pig weeds, and ragweed in that nice rusty can. They are for my first love. She is fond of ragweed salad. She will like the can, too,
Miss Nanny Goat told him. Mr. Goat nodded.
Cans are tasty, with a sprinkle of salt.
Ah, I don't know if I could eat a can. Could you?
They can, too.
Yeah, and that's a lot of weeds, too. I don't think I want any weeds around me.
Pikachu.
But you know what? I'm not a goat.
Pikachu.
I'm not a goat. Let's see.
Pikachu, Pikachu.
Mm-hmm. He had only gone a few more steps when he smelled a delightful smell. Mr. Pygmy Little Goat had a stall under a tree. He was selling his delicious rotten eggs. What? He had opened one as a sample. It lay on his counter, black and oozing.
Ugh. Rotted for 2 years,
he told Mr. Goat.
Guaranteed foul and disgusting.
Mr. Goat drooled.
I'll take 4. 2 for my first love and 2 for me. We always share.
Yikes. I don't think I could eat that. He watched as Mr. Pygmy Little Goat arranged them in a nice red box and tied the box with a pretty ribbon, for pretty red ribbon.
Perfect, Mr. Goat said. They are so ripe. I can smell them even through the shells. My first love and I will share the pretty red ribbon for dessert.
I wonder who his first love is. Let's find out. He walked on, breathing in the delightful smell of rotten eggs with every step. Yuck! Miss Skunk came by with her perfume cart. She sniffed hopefully.
What is that delicious smell?
She asked.
Rotten eggs,
Mr. Goat said. Miss Skunk smiled.
They smell like me. May I try one?
Sorry.
Mr. Goat wound his front legs around the egg box.
These are for my first love. It's Valentine's Day.
Miss Skunk cocked her head.
Do you have a Valentine's card for her?
No, I have presents.
Too bad. For Valentine's Day, you need a card.
Miss Skunk sprayed Mr. Goat.
This is for you, Mr. Goat. You'll smell nice for her. Nice as your eggs. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Miss Skunk.
I do not think I would want a skunk to spray me under any circumstances.
He got cute.
Yeah, he agrees. Mr. Goat sat under the tree and thought hard. Perhaps Miss Skunk was right.
I do not have a card for my first love, he told himself. But I will compose a song and serenade her.
Do you know what it means to serenade someone? Okay. It means to sing a song to them, or play an instrument and sing a song, or play an instrument, make music for someone.
It was shady and cool under the tree, and he sat thinking,
and before long he had the words of a song. Hurrah! He straightened his bird's nest hat and carried on. Soon he came to the house of his first love.
La la la.
Oh, he thought, I hope she's home. I should have called first.
I wonder who his first love is. I'm so curious. Mr. Goat burst into song.
When I was a little kid, it didn't matter what I did. If I climbed too high and fell, you'd kiss the hurt and make it well. You have loved me from the start. I love you with all my heart.
What a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might know who his first love is. Let's see. The door opened, and there she was.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mother.
Oh my goodness. Your first love is your mommy. Isn't that right, Pikachu?
Pikachu.
Yes. Well, I love you too, Pikachu. Happy Valentine's Day.
Pikachu.